legislation written by them, tilting the scales in their favor. And that's going to be another thing we're going to have to fight against. But why I'm confident, why I'm, you know, more determined than discouraged, is because the public is clearly on the side of net neutrality, clearly on the side of the free and open internet. And, you know, 99.7% of the comments that went into the FCC that were original, that weren't cut and pasted or weren't made up, as the case may be. There's a lot of fraud, unfortunately, in that docket. 99% of those individual comments said they supported net neutrality. That reflects the will of the public. The hundreds of protests that have taken place in the last few years on this issue show where the public is. And I think the politicians and the policymakers will catch up. Unfortunately, on this decision, it's a little bit more of an uphill climb than it should be.
We've been speaking with Craig Aaron, president of Free Press. Find them online at freepress.net. Craig Aaron, thank you so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thank you for the time.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. The show's engineered by Alex Noyes. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
What's good, everybody? Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show starts momentarily. Shout out to you for spending an hour of your evening with us here, right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, California. Before we start the show, we want to salute some of our underwriters. Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. So with no further ado, we got a lot to get into. So let's start the show, people.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We're talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Your man, Jerome Gilbert, alongside me, as always, Derek Izumaki.
What's good, party people?
We also got the one, the only, Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan.
What it do?
And our producer extraordinaire, Bradley Feingold, a.k.a. Statman Brad.
Yeah!
Jordan is out. He's back home visiting family. Next week, he will be in Mexico, so we are all very jealous of him getting some time off. But we're all here, so, you know, four-fifths of the gang. It'll work. We'll make it happen.
That's more than half, if my math is correct.
That you are
wow,
correct.
Good job doing dude, math
wow, that's
on
pretty
my
good
air.
Right there. Wow, dude. I'm going places, y'all.
Oh, boy. Further proof anyone can get a degree from Chico State. All right. Usually we start with college football, but we're going to switch it up on you because I really want to get into the fantasy rundown. So we'll start with some actual professional football yesterday. Where do you guys want to start here? Obviously, Mahomes goes down with an ankle injury, and they lose in prime time.
To the Colts.
To the Colts.
The luckless Colts. Andrew Luck retiring is like the best thing that could have happened to them.
Well,
you look how good they're doing right now.
I mean, before he retired, they were in cahoots for Super Bowl favorite. So
yeah, no.
They have if not the, at least the top three offensive line in the game right now.
Yeah, now they do. Poor Andrew Luck never got to have that. It's kind of funny. The time he retires, like, all right, now we can protect you.
Right, right.
We can protect you finally. Nope, don't need it anymore. I'm out.
I mean, I think that's a big statement game for their defense to go into Arrowhead, which is a really, really tough place to play, and beat Patrick Mahomes.
Patty Mahomes.
I don't think that's a fluke.
No. Their D did show up, Marlon Mack. I think that's probably the strategy to beat the Chiefs is have a good run game. Because if you can control time of possession and you can keep your offense and their defense on the field for a long time, you have a decent shot. As long as you keep giving Patrick Mahomes chances, might not work out for you too well. Now, this is two games in a row that Patrick Mahomes has not looked like the Patrick Mahomes of last year. Obviously, they struggled in, what was it, Detroit the week prior? Right. Yeah, and then this week at home getting the big L to the Colts. Let me ask the Sports Talk Radio show question here, which I hate to ask, but I feel it's necessary. Cause for concern if you're a Chiefs fan?
I mean, you got Mahomes.
Okay.
Granted, yeah. He might be a little hurt, but he's Mahomes, and he does some crazy things out there. Like that first drive that they had against them, he was on point. Granted, they didn't get a touchdown out of it, but still, he was doing exceptional jobs out there. So when you got that Mahomes out there, you're fine.
Right, and let's remember, too, I mean, they're without a Tyreek Hill right now. Mm-hmm. They're also, their backfield is trying to find their identity through injury and three or four different running back systems. So
I can't even identify one running back they have right now.
LeSean McCoy.
Identified.
But, I mean, you look at it, some of the great quarterbacks that are still playing today, they've all had their bad game. So this is just two bad games in a row. He's proven it. He can do it for a full season. And he had a great start to the year with 10 touchdowns and over 350 every game. So.
Well, he's still leading the league in pass yards, so it's not like he's fallen off.
No.
You know, we're just used to seeing a different level of Patrick Mahomes. Let's move on, though, unless you guys want to keep talking about Patrick Mahomes. No? Cool. Great.
I love having options.
Many of you probably have checked out on the show that usually listen, and the reason is because undefeated, I should say, San Francisco 49ers are playing in primetime right now, baby. Monday Night Football against the Browns. They are up 7-0 in the first quarter. If you tuned us out, then you're not listening, and I don't know why I'm talking to you. But
there's still people out there that, you know, want to know the score of that game, so you're welcome.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Totally are. People want to know. We're giving them what they want. We're giving them the news.
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. You're correct there, sir. I'm looking forward to... I love doing the show, but I'm actually kind of looking forward to getting out of here and checking that game out because that should be a good one. The Browns, what, 2-2? This is a pretty big game for them. The Niners... Obviously,
they usually don't have a chance at a third win until like the end of the season. So this is amazing for them.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, good on them right now.
Yeah, we'll see. Because the NFC West is tight right now. The Seahawks and Rams went at each other last Thursday. That game was insane. Maybe the game of the year so far.
Yeah, I think so.
For a Thursday night, too. They put on a show. Yeah. Good on you guys.
Well, I mean, so many times we see Thursday night games with just lackluster teams. A Tampa Bay-Jacksonville matchup or... You know, just these lackluster teams. Let's put primetime football on. If we're going to do Thursday, I'm all for getting rid of Thursday. But if we're going to keep Thursday, let's have these primetime games. Why not?
Yeah, I agree. The Niners are looking to go 4-0 for the first time since 1990.
Watch all the quests for six come back now.
Oh, God. Let's just hang on that.
Now, I remember the first, like, two games of the season, everyone was calling for Jimmy G's head, saying that he's not that great, the injuries, you know, taking his toll, and he's not going to be the same. And now I see all my friends posting all over social media about quests for six again. I'm over it.
Everyone's taking off them cobwebs on those 49er jerseys they had sewed away. So you're welcome, San Francisco. Y'all have more apparel you can rock.
With that being said, plus one, San Francisco, I need you to win.
So you took SF.
I did.
All right.
Smart man. Smart man.
Your squad, the Denver Broncos, finally gets a win.
Yes. We're back. I don't know about being back, but we got to win.
You're not as back as Tiger Woods is back, okay? All right, which is not back at all, which just means you're on your back.
I'd say Woods is back a little bit more. But, yeah, no, I mean, great defensive game, but at the same time, the offense looked decent.
Dude, Phillip Rivers definitely produced another child on Saturday night, so that's why he was looking terrible out there.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
That could be it.
He needed to get his fifth O-lineman in, you know? So he's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just trying to have a couple good games just to watch. But really, you know, we're kind of in a rebuild mode. You know, John always been missing on draft pick quarterbacks a bunch. So hopefully we can get it right.
It's a long rebuild process right now.
It has. It has. But our defense has been stout. We just need to put a couple key players in that offensive role. And we'll be good. We'll be all right.
That's what every team needs.
Yeah.
A couple key players and a couple of good roles. And we'll be
We already have a backfield. We already have the offensive line.
Okay.
Emmanuel Sanders is, you know, he's getting up there. He's getting old. Injury riddled.
Joe Flacco is not the solution.
Cortland Sutton looks good, though. Second year guy at SMU. Looks like
SMU
a beast.
Guy. Wow, you guys like the SMU style.
But Flacco, I mean, one win doesn't do it for me. He's kind of.
Well, who's
hit
the
his
backup
ceiling.
That you guys have?
Drew Locke. It's a rookie out of Missouri. We picked 10th overall this year, so he's...
Are you hoping that's the solution, or...
I mean, he could be...
Is it just going to stop the bleeding?
You know, he never took a snap under center in college, always in that spread system, so there's a lot of adapting for him to do, obviously, in his first year. I think sitting behind a Joe Flacco that's, you know, a veteran and knows how to play the game, or used to know how to play the game, knows the right... steps to take to be a success in this league. I think it's good to be behind him for a couple years, but
he at least knows how to throw the ball forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important.
I mean, Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah. MVP in that game? I thought Jacoby, what's his name was?
Jacoby Jones.
Jacoby Jones was.
Wrong. Okay. Joe Flacco, Super Bowl MVP.
Wow.
What do you think he got all that money? How about your Panthers, though?
They're looking nice.
Panthers
right now.
Getting a win.
Wow, dude. Ever since Cam went down, it's been. Sunshine and daisy.
So
man.
Where are you at? Do you think Kyle Allen finishes out, let's say you have 11 games left. Let's say he goes 8-3. Does he take that starting role and you look to trade Cam Newton?
I mean, Cam Newton looks like he's got a lot of washness all over him right now, you know? And this Kyle Allen kid, never even heard of him until he was on the Panthers. I didn't even realize he was a Panthers backup. That's how much I follow this team. So
Die-hard Panthers fan.
Yeah, he was a fresh face to the
Arkansas
franchise.
Product.
Yeah. What they're doing, I mean, the way Christian McCaffrey's going out there right now, he's looking fantastic.
Leading the league in yards right now.
You got to love a white guy at the running back position, you know?
They're so rare these
days.
They
are. And see Christian McCaffrey actually be good at it, it's like, all right, yeah, man.
Yeah,
dude can jump. He's got some.
And yes, it's surprising that he can jump.
Because he's
saying
white.
It. Yes,
he's white, guys. Yeah. You didn't know this?
It's okay. It's
what?
Okay.
We could do that? I didn't realize it.
White some
man
of us
can jump. Oh, man. The Oakland Raiders get a big win yesterday.
Over in London?
Yeah, I don't.
Why are we trying to put it in London?
There's only one type of football that needs to be played in London, and they already play it, and they've been playing it for over 100 years out there.
And the fact that the NFL's like, oh, they want to see it, you know, it's...
It takes away a home game. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Do you think this game is bigger for the Raiders or bigger for in a sense of demise for the Bears?
I think it's bigger for the Raiders. The Raiders are now 3-1.
3-2,
I'm sorry. They sit in second place in their division, right behind Kansas City at 4-1. So I think this keeps them in the hunt. Obviously, it's still very early in the season, but the Raiders, after looking bad a couple games there, pull off two wins in a row.
Yeah, that rookie Josh Jacobs that they got for Khalil Mack, that's kind of looking to be a good trade.
Yeah, it's not looking bad right now.
I mean, finally, but at the same time, you lost Khalil Mack. You know, like Khalil Mack is still Khalil Mack. But to be able to beat the team that he's on right now, that's a nice little icing on top. And, I mean, just the way that for the psyche for Raiders fans in general, just be able to have a winning record right now. When you start off the season as a joke of the league.
Right.
The whole Antonio Brown situation, John Gruden being John Gruden.
Now perfect, getting you know, a suspension for the year.
Which was complete and utter hogwash that he got suspended. I'm sorry. Hey, we want you to hit people as hard as you can, but not that hard. Whoa, man. You want to kill the guy, but you want to keep him alive at the same time. It's like, what do you want me to do? You want me to full speed up people and tackle them, but gingerly.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Come on.
Don't leave with your head.
Don't even give me that right now. No.
That just...
Don't tell me don't leave. No. You're going to game. You're going to murder someone any way you can.
That suspension has everything to do with body of work.
Yes.
Which, again, who cares? That's what you're supposed to do. He's supposed to lay out big hits.
Okay.
Nobody's perfect, okay?
Oh, man.
Except Vontaze.
Come on.
He's the only one.
Last game I wanted to talk about, just because he was on my squad, Deshaun Watson goes absolutely insane, throws 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, 456 yards in one game. You know, kind of killed it.
I wonder how many people who've ever played an NFL game as quarterback have never reached those stats for their entire career.
Most of them.
Yeah.
I saw a stat on ESPN. Deshaun Watson now has 3 such games.
5 touchdowns of 400 yards?
5 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Oh, 0 picks, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty impressive in such a young career. Dude seems like he could be the truth after kind of laying an egg the week before.
Without DeAndre Hopkins either, right? He was out of that game, wasn't he? Or he was very... not as
he was limited. He was limited, I know that much.
Will Fuller apparently was the man to have.
3 TD game, yeah. Man, the Falcons, since Kyle Shanahan has left that offense, I don't know what happened. Because you were mentioning this the other week, all the weapons they have on that squad.
And how?
It doesn't make sense. They are 18-19 since that Super Bowl... since that choke job in the Super Bowl, which I thought would be fun to bring back an oldie but goodie. That entire season, Derek Noobs and I, when the show was just in its infancy stage back in 2016, I kept repeating the same thing, and it was as follows. Listen up, kids. Don't trust the Falcons. I've said it once. I'll say it again. You cannot, under any circumstance, trust the Falcons.
As Jerome has always said, don't trust Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, like they have so many issues that Jerome loves to bring up.
Nice. Yeah, I can't go all season long and say don't trust the Falcons and pick them in the Super Bowl.
that would be great, I feel.
I can't pick Atlanta just because all year long, since I think week 3 or 4, I've been saying don't trust Atlanta on this show. So it's not just that. They have had a history of being untrustworthy. And so until they won the Super Bowl, I'm going to continue to say don't trust the Falcons. And if you're betting out there, take New England. So to clarify, never, ever, ever trust the Atlanta Falcons.
If somebody took your betting advice in that game, they were rocking in their boots for a very long time. Until that last quarter, like, damn you, Jerome!
Yeah, I was... You think they were tripping. I was tripping. I put a lot out there all year long.
What did they do? They proved you proved you right. 100%.
Thank you.
And they're still proving you right when they have a man like Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Matt Ryan, Devontae Freeman. What are you doing? Ow!
Hooper out there? Man, rough.
Hooper's been killing it for them.
Yeah. Not enough to some dubs, though. How'd you guys do in fantasy this week? You guys want to talk about it?
I want to talk, baby. All right. A lot.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. But I gotta know what your fantasy. No one cares! Finally!
I'm shaking my boots right now.
I feel good. I feel better.
That actually helped.
Yeah.
Right off my chest.
Yeah, I feel much better. Thank you, guys. That was necessary. So I want to get to college football, but before we get into the nitty-gritty of what happened this past weekend, we were going to talk about this new law that got passed in California. And I just wanted to start there just because basically it's a pay-to-play situation. Players can now get paid based off their likeness. In California only right now,
yeah,
I believe.
So far.
In California, has, what was it, 25 Division One teams?
Teams, and then 22 Division Two, and 11 D3 teams.
So that's the most in the country, and as of right now, it would seem that that is going to give California a clear recruiting advantage, you would think. Not that shady deals haven't been going down for a while, but everyone's screaming that this is the end of amateurism. Come on, man. It's been over for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, for anyone that thinks, I've said it from a long time, that there's any type of integrity left in the sport, it's long gone. It has been. Like, there's money galore. We all know that's happening right now. And for us to try to look like there's a blind eye, like, oh, man, it's all fluff and daisies right now because these are amateurs and they're choosing it because of the school that they're going to and the history behind it. It's all hogwash. That really is.
You know? Hogwash twice in one show. I like it. No, it's fine.
I do like
that. I mean, I think it's going to be, like you said, I think it's been great. Obviously, it's not going into effect till 2023,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think that's going to have a big, significant impact on California recruiting. A lot of these guys, you know, want to go to the SEC or Big Ten schools. But if they can go to a UCLA or USC and
get a little bit of money,
get a good chunk of money, cool, in Hollywood, yeah, you know, why wouldn't you?
And the funny thing is, a lot of these colleges in the NCAA are saying that they're not going to play them. Ohio State being one of them, same with a few other Big Tens. I looked at their schedule. They don't play anybody in California.
They never have.
Yeah. I know exactly my point. They don't play them, so your threats are just, they're null and void. So the one big thing is going to be is with these six conferences in D1, where are these teams going to go if they get shunned out of it?
So, I like that it's a huge deal for players to get endorsement deals and be able to profit off their likeness for the first time in California, where we have been paying these college coaches, many of whom are state employees and the highest paid state employees in their respective states.
Nick Saban
makes over $10 million
a year. Jimbo Fisher as well.
Yeah.
Highest paid person.
They're getting paid
in
more than NFL coaches.
And we don't have a problem with the institution, with the state paying these coaches all that money, but now players are going to make a little bit of money, and we're freaking out about it.
Not to mention the coaches get paid by the apparel companies that they wear on their uniforms.
And that's actually going to be an interesting one. So they're saying that so a kid can get a deal from Nike, but as long as that college doesn't have a deal with another brand.
See, I think that's...
That is
hogwash. Is that hogwash?
It makes sense, but at the same time, allows them.
Pretty much every D1 school has a deal with some.
So you have to stay with that.
Yeah, I think we're overlooking the entirety of it, though. I mean, most people that are against it, you know, the NCAA, all these, you know, kind of higher up elites. It's kind of looking in the simplest form of, oh, we're just going to be shoveling money to these kids, or they're going to be in commercials and all. I mean, for a kid to go to a D1 school from a small town, that guy's a big deal, or girl's a big deal, right? So to come back, give clinics, and be able to get paid money during your summers, that's huge.
Agreed.
That is huge.
And not to mention for sports that are not mainstream sports. Like,
right.
As someone who's a softball player who's really good at softball, there's a large softball community, and there's money in that community.
Yep.
Why can't she put on her own clinic and have a little softball camp and make some money off of
it?
And I think a lot of people are thinking that these kids are going to be making millions. There's only one or two out of every school, if that, that are going to be making that millions. You're going to have people that are going to be able to make maybe $5,000, $6,000 a year off of these clinics or signings or commercials. So it's not going to be a huge chunk of change, but it's going to help them live.
I mean,
100%. Well,
and just to grow the person that they are. I mean, there's an example of a UCF punter. Had a YouTube channel.
Yep.
Successful YouTube channel, making, you know, a honest wage off of it, and the NCAA told him that he had to either quit football or give up his YouTube page. And so, I mean, naturally, his scholarship, everything, he's going to play football.
Yeah.
But that could be a career in itself outside of football.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's only one to 2% that actually make it to the professional level.
And how many of us actually graduate college with money in our pocket?
Right?
Right? I mean, I know three of us here all graduated from Chico State already. John, you're on the way. And I don't know about y'all, but I graduated with nothing in my pocket.
I mean, just the chunk change I was making on the side.
Right, whatever I was getting paid from my part-time jobs, all three of them. Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Minus our loans.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that right now. I just made a payment today, and it really hurt.
It's only going up now. It is only going up.
God, yep. College is so expensive. But I do think I've heard a lot of counterarguments to this law passing, but it was like, what about, you know, the low man on the roster? What about the 15th guy on the basketball team? This is America, baby. What about them when it comes to professional sports? Hey, if you haven't, I feel like this should be an meritocracy. If you are talented enough, skilled enough, that people, there's a demand for your services and your likeness and your endorsement, then why shouldn't you be able to profit on it? There was some talk about profit sharing moving forward, but if we're going to do that, then are the coaches going to start doing some profit sharing?
Right.
That's what doesn't make sense.
Are they going to do play sharing too, that every person has to play the same amount as well?
Right.
Like, the best quarterback played this many snaps. I want to get in there, but you're not good.
Want the fame.
The system ain't fair. Now it's just getting slightly more fair. Right?
Yeah.
So
I think it's a good step that California's having, and it just depends on how many states follow suit,
A lot of states already are. I mean, yeah. Colorado, Florida's trying to push through, I think, to 2021. So.
I think South Carolina is one of the other ones that we talked about as well. So it's just, it's a matter of what California does and how it looks is going to decide if these legislations pass in other states. So California is hedging the way for this, and I like it.
Little sidetrack on this little subject. Did you, by any chance, happen to hear the Dan Le Batard show when you're talking to Kirk Herbstreit?
I missed it, no.
Okay, well, either way, Kirk Herbstreit, lost a lot of respect for him. He had a segment on there where he's talking in favor of the NCAA and in disfavor of this law that was happening, because he thinks the NCAA has some type of purity around it. And it just made him, I just really hated that guy after. I was like, how can you, I mean, I get that the NCAA is trying to have best interest, quote unquote, for their athletes, which is just lining their pockets as thick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to do that just made me seem like, you're such a homer right now, man. I don't ever want to hear you on my broadcast anymore. So, Kirk Herbstreit, you're dead to me.
We should have a weekly segment.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me for Derek. You're dead to me. I love that. Staying on the topic of college football, should we get into your look into the futures?
Let's do it.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, now give me my money.
Oh, that is right, y'all. It's back. Luke in the futures. Boy, staying hot. A little bit cooled off this week, but still a profitable week. 4-2. UCF, man. Looks so good to start the season. I don't know what they've been doing. Lost to a mediocre Cincinnati team. Really, really hit my heart. Really did.
That's right. They pulled off an upset, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, they did.
UCF, that's two losses in a row, right?
That is. Yeah.
After 20 regular season wins in a row.
Yeah.
I want 20 regular season losses right now. I want this to be a new streak of losses for them.
They already went to the 0-16 years, so.
Let's have another one.
All right. Let's get into week 7 picks. We got 4 this week. Maryland looking good again, going against a weak Purdue team. I like that, -5. We have the University of Virginia, a ranked University of Virginia, going against Miami. And for some reason, that Virginia team is a underdog at a +1. We'll take that all day. Miami looks trash. Wake Forest, sneaky ACC team. Look for this team to be there at the end, maybe even against a Clemson in the ACC championship. At a 5-0 right now. I like them -6 against Louisville.
Terrible pick. Never pick a Demon Deacon. What's a Demon Deacon, man?
All right, we'll talk next week.
You're stupid.
And the last one, Alabama. I like Alabama to keep rolling at Texas A&M. Hard place to play. Kyle Field.
What the hell?
-17.
With Texas A&M? Aggies?
The Aggies.
Such a stupid name, too. Aggies.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, you're dead to Derek.
All right. Now let's get into the bias picks. This is an interesting week for everyone. Jarrow had a push.
Push. Push, yes, sir.
And
we had Jordan. Jordan, you with us?
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Hey!
Look at that.
Look at the command.
The gang's all here now. This is 100% if my math is correct.
Full squad.
Jordan hit his under right with Ohio State, taking him to a 4-1. Brad can't miss, 5-0.
Hey, yo. Wow.
Duke hits the over. Derek.
Barely.
Derek took his... Took against his Michigan
team. They actually won.
And they won. I did tease that, though, at a plus 10. Oh, so I did win that game against Michigan. Wow. But sorry, Derek.
It's all right.
And then myself, Cal, plus 18, only lost by 10.
There you go.
Easy. Easy money.
Puppy chow.
All right. This week's getting a little tougher. Me and Jordan are both on buys for our bias week. So we're going to pick out of the Mountain West like we've all been doing all year. We're going to start with Jordan. Jordan has chosen Fresno State at Air Force. Air Force minus 4, over under 51.5. Where are you going, Jordan?
I'm taking the under.
Taking the under. All right.
Oh, all right. Did we call Jordan just so he could say they're taking the under?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Greetings from sunny San Bernardino, California, everyone.
We appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks for your time, brother.
Yeah, thanks for the dedication.
Yeah, I'm shopping for cars right now.
Are you? Ooh, hey, there you go. Right, hey, like that's what's up. All right, well, enjoy Mexico, my dog. We'll talk to you maybe next week.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, fam.
If you hear drug mule, say no.
Take care.
Right, yeah, peace.
All right, getting back to Derek. We got Derek. Derek's Michigan Blue at Illinois. I said it, Illinois.
The Fighting Illini.
Michigan, after that win, is supposedly good again, so they gave him minus 21.5.
What?
Over under 51.
So Michigan's favorite 21 by 21 right now.
Yeah. 21.5.
21.5. What was the...
Over under 51.
51. Ooh. I don't know how the Fighting Illini are doing this year, but 21...
They are 2-3.
2-3? I'm going to say the under. I'm going to take the under.
You just don't want to take your spreads for Michigan anymore.
I don't know what they're doing in life. It's I really don't. Like, how... The fact that they still have Shea Patterson as their quarterback, like, that's terrible. The name's guy's name is Shea. That's a Shea.
All like, right, Brad. Brad has Duke at home against a struggling Georgia Tech team.
Mm-hmm.
Spread is minus 17, over under 48.
You know what? I'm going to take that Duke minus 17. I'm going to get risky on that one. I mean,
at 5-0, you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
All right. And the biggest game of the week, you guys. If you guys miss this game, you don't like college football. We have the Red River Shootout.
Yes, sir.
University of Texas at Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma is favored 11.
Ooh.
Over under 75.
Wow. Ooh,
75?
And a little fun fact, 72% of bettors right now are taking the over.
Ooh.
So look for that to get bigger.
I would say take the under then at that point in time. But it's not my
bias. I am thinking of taking the under.
I mean, you have Texas plus 11.
Texas is favored in that one?
Oh, no, okay. They're minus. It is called the Red River Shootout. I'm going to take the over.
All right.
All right. And myself, another Mountain West game because Cal's on a bye this week. I'm going to stick with Wyoming.
Yeah,
that seems
yeah.
to be the MO for the season. Wyoming at San Diego State, minus 4, over under 40. Taking the over in that, boys.
All right.
All day.
The Cowboys are riding hot.
They are.
Riding hot.
And that's a look into the future.
You want to one more time so people could hear you?
And that's a look into the future.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, sir. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Before we move on, you are checking out Talking About Practice, and we are made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by ID International. Would more customers be a good thing for your business? Duh. Well, if yes, ID International provides standout websites, logos, packaging, show displays, and social media strategies, all designed to sell. Visit ID International online and get noticed. So thank you to Mountain Sports and to ID International. And most important, ladies and gentlemen, thank you to you guys rocking with us on a Monday evening. Derek, do you have some news for the people?
I do.
All right.
Let's get into it.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That's right, y'all. It's time for the news. Starting off strong right now. I'm a big fan of the idea of natural Darwinism in terms that the stupid weed out themselves. Sometimes the stupid doesn't get weeded out, but I wish it did. And here's a woman that is stupid that I wish got weeded out, but unfortunately didn't. But we're only hoping the time is only a matter of time. Now, we're in the Bronx Zoo right now, so in New York City, for those of you who don't know where the Bronx are. And at a zoo, there are many wildlife animals.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them, apparently. One of them being a lion. There are a lot of lions at the zoo. And this woman wanted the clout. She was chasing the clout. She wanted the likes. She wanted the fame. So what does she do? She climbs over the fence into the lion containment area.
The lion's den.
The lion's den. I don't think it's the lion's, but I like the lion's den. She climbed into the lion's den. Now, granted, there is a moat between her and said lion, but at the same time, and she starts waving at said lion, doing a little dance with it, and their onlookers all being shocked and appalled by it, telling her to get back. But what does she do? Keeps chasing that picture. Keeps chasing those likes. And I hope one day keeps chasing her own face into the ground as that lion devours her. That's what I hope happens next, but nothing happens. They are looking for her because that woman should be banned because, don't be stupid, y'all. And I get it. You want to get those pictures. You want to get those likes, but stop being ridiculous. You know how many people roughly die? People die on a regular basis trying to get pictures at the Grand Canyon because they walk off an edge because they don't know where they are. Don't be that person, y'all. The picture's not worth it. Actually, for some of you, it is, so keep chasing it because I want you dead. You're not worthy to be part of this pool anymore. So, keep it in the eastern world. We're back in Florida, y'all, so you're welcome.
Woo!
Now, we're in Universal Orlando, Florida for this. When a family goes parents take their kids. Miss Tiffany Zinger takes her kids to the amusement park at Orlando, Florida, where they get their pictures taken with some of their favorite characters, thus being this Despicable Me cast. Mr. Gru, Gru is his name, and some of the Minions. Now, as she was reviewing said photos, she realized that the character, Gru, had placed a symbol on her daughter's shoulder that apparently promoted white supremacy. What? I'm wondering what this is. So I look it up. Apparently, it's the OK sign. You know, the three fingers up, for those of you who aren't aware. It's this also sign for three when you're holding up, you know, three outs or something like that. Apparently, he puts that down. Also, I know it as the one where if you have someone look down below your waist and you have that sign, you get to punch them. That's what I grew up with it as. That's a sign that I know it as. But apparently, it's now been adapted by the white supremacist clans of this world. And apparently, this is that OK sign is now the symbol for white supremacy. I've never heard that before until this story. Either way, she was appalled. And an investigation went on, and the guy playing the Gru character was fired.
What?
Well, that's just dumb.
Well, it depends what the investigation turned over, right?
It wasn't as much other than just he put an OK symbol on, up, and yeah. Apparently, the guy didn't have quite any ties to any white supremacist movement that was seen. But, you know, cover your ass at times, people. That's what they're doing. All right, last one for y'all. This one is a little bit more, it's a little, actually on the serious side. NBA Houston Rockets GM, I'm sorry, Daryl Morey, tweeted out a picture on his Twitter that has had support for Hong Kong. For those of you who aren't aware, there's a big protest going on in Hong Kong right now where they are trying to create their democracy that they have established in the China air, on the south coast of China.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I think a lot of us Americans can get behind. In a world, in a country there, they're completely surrounded by a communist regime that is trying to completely and utterly take over that area. They have remained strong in that. And yet, when someone retweeted out that support for Hong Kong, the NBA and were displeased with them. Why? Because China is such a big part of the NBA. They have a lot of money there.
It's all about them Dallas.
Yeah, a lot of money the NBA doesn't have problem taking from a known communist regime, a country that limits and actively censors its people. But they're okay with taking their money, so don't take it away. So I'm just saying to you, NBA, stop trying to chase the money. Have some backbone in your life. Realize the struggle that these people are going through right now and actually have support for them, because we at one time went through it. Maybe not us specifically, but back in the 1776, we made a declaration of independence and we fought our way through it. Just remember what we had to go through to get to our independence, and what realizing that some people are still going through to this day. Respect that and help them out. And just because he tweeted out a picture, you're going to scold him for it? Hogwash. That's the news, y'all.
China's kind of a crazy place right now. There's a genocide going on right now.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Not going to be visiting anytime soon.
I mean, apparently it's their 70th anniversary of communism there.
Yay!
Congrats. I mean, that's all I got there.
Okay.
Speaking of communism, Brad's not staying up to it. He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
All right, it's time for propaganda radio here. Chico State Wildcats at home. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. On the road against Humboldt State.
What sport?
Soccer.
Okay.
We're going
thank
soccer.
You. You're good.
On the road, soccer against Humboldt State and San Francisco State. Men put up a score that was 2-1. Both games. That was loud in my ear.
Sorry.
You're all good.
I'll bring it down.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't want to go deaf. I'm already having some hearing problems. So that brings them to 7-1 overall, 3-1 in conference with a 2-game win streak. Their next game will be coming back to Chico against Cal Poly Pomona and Cal State San Bernardino. Wow, apparently I have some trouble talking too.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, man. I was about to say. We could do a support group after. It's been a rough day.
I'm the founding president.
So the Cal Poly Pomona game will be October 11th and San Bernardino October 13th. Now heading over to the women's soccer team. Right now they are 7-2-1 overall, 3-1 in conference. After two big wins against Humboldt State, 3-2 and 3-0 against San Francisco State. And once again, they'll be playing Cal Poly Pomona and San Bernardino this week in Chico. Also, heading to volleyball. After a split weekend, they are 9-6 and 5-2 in conference. The split weekend was against Sonoma State here in Chico. They lost to Sonoma 1-3, but came back and beat Humboldt State on Saturday 3-1. They'll be on the road October 12th, Saturday, and October 18th on next Friday against Cal State Monterey Bay and UC San Diego. Now going to prep football. PV had a little bit of a struggle against Shasta, losing 21-20. That brings their overall record to 3-4 and their league record to 1-1. That is Shasta's second win of the year, first in league. Now, Chico High, on the other hand, had a big win against Enterprise, 55-28.
That was the Panther right there, right?
Yeah, that was
definitely a Panther. Probably
not a Wildcat, obviously. Yeah.
Completely different. Overall, right now, 5-1 and 2-0 in league. Right next up, they'll be playing Eureka, the Eureka Loggers, at Chico High, October 11th at 7:30. And PV will actually be playing Enterprise, who just played Chico High at in Reading, against Enterprise. And going to the next team that we've been following is Paradise. Name that animal.
Bobcat.
Yeah, it's
bobcat.
A bobcat. Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Got that one.
All right. They actually put their fourth blank slate up against Oroville, winning 57-0.
Wow.
Good
They have shut out.
They're killing it.
Yeah, they've
right
shut
now.
Out Williams. They've shut out Sparks, Nevada, and Mount Shasta. And now their fourth victim, Oroville. Hopefully their next victim will be Willows. They'll be playing at Paradise this.
I didn't mean to hit that. Sorry.
Dude, that was the Bobcat,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, my bad. Hold on. Let me get the Bobcat.
Get the Bobcat up.
All right. Let me get the Bobcat. So right now they have a bye week this next week. So in 2 weeks, they'll be playing against Willows. And if you haven't been keeping track, they are 7-0. All right. Name that animal.
That was a Bobcat.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Guys, there's going to be a quiz next week just to make sure you guys understand which one's which.
Yeah.
We have three different animals. Figure it out. That's my North State update.
There'll be a quiz right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right. We're going to play. Is it a wildcat, panther, or bobcat? Ready for the first sound?
Definitely wildcat.
I was saying panther on that one.
Oh, I'm going to say panther.
You guys are right. That was Panther. The Panther. All yeah, right, see. Nailed it.
Brad doesn't have it yet.
All right.
Oh, man.
Let's see if you can discern what this sound is.
That's definitely a wildcat, right?
No, that was the Bobcat.
That was the Bobcat. Bobcat.
It was the Bobcat.
Dude, thank you. Thank you.
Killing it.
It's got to be the Wildcat then,
no,
right?
No, wait, that's no, the Panther. That one's the Panther.
I did. I tricked you guys. That was the Panther.
Yep. Easy.
All right. Thank you for your North State update, as always, Brad. We're going to have our foreign correspondent here in a second. But I did want to jump into back into some college football just because this was an interesting week in the fact that whenever Derek is on the show, Michigan seems to play well.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe I should stay on the show then.
Yeah.
I like it when they do bad, though, because I like ripping on John Harbaugh.
Well, they get a win over a top 25 team.
I mean, once they face Ohio State, I'll have plenty of ammunition again. But, you know, I really do wonder how bad that game is going to be. Like, I'm scared. Like, I'm frightened.
It's in Ohio this year?
I think it is in Ohio this year, yeah.
Oh.
The other game that really lived up to the hype, Florida at or Florida versus Auburn at home. That was a good one. Did you see any football this weekend, John?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool.
I'm a purist, dude.
He saw that football flying through the air at the festival he was at.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that too. But I also, you know, I have some apps that I can watch on my phone. I'm a degenerate, dude. I gotta stay with the scores.
We already talked about UCF, so we don't need to talk about that one so much. But Stanford gets a big win, upsetting Washington.
Does anyone know who's good in the Pac-12?
Nope.
Nobody's good.
No one. Everyone's okay.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Well, no one will face us, apparently. West Coast bias.
It's out of control. Right as the Pac-12 team gets to 15, they lose to a non-ranked
opponent.
Pac-12 team.
Well done.
Opponent. Yeah, that's,
well
that's
done.
The word. Yeah, thank
We're
you.
Struggling today. Everyone have a long weekend? It sounds like it. Finally, did you guys see the Oregon running back tackle the fan trying
yes.
to rush the field?
That was great.
I think more fans need to get brutalized that way. Yeah.
Agreed.
I feel like if you want to be on the field, you should feel what it's like to be on the field.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and the running back actually said he would be willing to take him out to ice cream, kind of make amends. So.
No amends needed. The guy has lessons in life.
Yeah.
Don't run on the field, y'all.
Yeah.
Unless you want to get hit.
Don't go into the lion's den, so to speak. You know?
Hogwash.
It is all hogwash.
That was forced.
Let's bring in our foreign correspondent now, Aaron Isumaki. Aaron, are you there?
Hey there, I'm here.
Hello!
Hello.
So I know we're going to have you, we're going to do a bunch of hockey talk with you next week, but right now the WNBA finals are going on. Can you update our listening right. audience about what where we're at in that series?
So game three was played yesterday, and it's the Washington Mystics versus the Connecticut Sun, not to be confused with the Phoenix Suns of Phoenix, Arizona in the NBA. But minor details. Yeah, so we got game three that was played yesterday. The Mystics have now gone up 2-1. The Mystics actually had home court advantage, so it's 2-1 as it's a 5-game series. So the Mystics took game one. The Sun came roaring back, took game two. And yesterday in game three, the Mystics won it 94-81. So it's been an interesting, well, maybe not interesting, but a competitive WNBA Finals.
No, I'm sorry. You said it's just the Connecticut Sun, singular Sun. There's no Suns,
sun.
The Sun.
They are the Sun. Sun.
Okay. Hey, I like that, actually. We're the Sun.
Yeah, I like that.
The center of the universe.
Does anyone have any intelligent questions?
I will say, I do know, I do have this fact. Elena Deladon, she is on the Washington Mystics, correct?
That is correct.
She is the, I believe, the current MVP for the WNBA.
Yes, she is, yeah.
And how is she performing in the series so far?
Isn't there a rumor that she was hurt last game? Or?
Yeah.
Not a rumor. So she went out in the first quarter of game one, and as it turns out, she has a herniated disc.
Oh.
So she leaves game two, the first quarter, and then the Sun come back to win it. She plays game three with a herniated disc, and the Mystics win.
Balling.
So
right
she's
there.
Killing it.
All right.
So are they saying that she, because they're up right now, does she have a potential to play in game four, or is she 100% ready?
She's looking to play game four. Now, during the season, they played each other three times, and the Mystics lost two of those. However, Deladon wasn't playing one of the games, and then their other star, Ariel Atkins, didn't play another game. So Atkins is still in, and she's killing it. She's actually a second-year pro. So she's killing it for them. Now, if Deladonna doesn't play in game four, even though they say she's going to, or maybe she doesn't play well, I wouldn't count the Mystics out. These teams were actually ranked 1 and 2 coming into the playoffs. So it's going. The rest of it will be competitive for sure.
When is game four?
Game four is not... Or is on Tuesday.
Okay.
And then, if necessary, game five is on Thursday. So this whole series of five games takes 11 or 12 days.
Wow.
Drawing it out.
Who you got?
You know what? I'm going to go the Mystics. They did come in number one. They have Deladon, who is their MVP. Granted, she's injured. But I just can't see her team letting her down if she doesn't happen to play.
I am frighteningly attracted to Elena Deladon.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Eric, I think less of you today. I'm not and that's hard.
She probably murder me in my sleep easily, no doubt. But like, gosh,
Eric, she could easily kill you.
Yeah, easily.
No questions asked.
Yeah, no doubt. I believe
with
that.
A herniated disc.
Yes,
oh, yes, yeah. Yes, 100%.
She would blink, and Derek would fall over dead.
Probably. Yeah.
So I actually have a question for those who are wanting to watch a little bit more WNBA. When does the season actually start? So we have NBA starting right now, but when does the WNBA actually start?
Well, you're asking right at the end of the season.
I know, right? But it's like if you want to watch more for next year.
Yeah, in case you want to write it down, put it in your phone. Can you tell us the exact start date?
No, I'm just saying, like what month does it usually start?
When the NBA
gets
over.
That is a phenomenal question, and I am disappointed in myself for not knowing the answer. But I believe it starts in the spring, like mid-spring is when it starts.
Okay.
Also something the stat man probably could have looked up.
I was hoping that she would know. I was trying to give her...
Well,
I apologize for putting you on the spot.
I should probably know that, but, you know, no one's perfect.
We appreciate it, Aaron. We will talk to you next week. We will have the results of the WNBA Finals then, and actually get to talk some puck, so that'll be fun.
That's right. Hockey started up. I'm excited.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We will talk to you next week. Thank you, as always, Aaron.
Talk to you later.
Tiger's back.
Ah, you just had to get that in there, huh?
What's the last thing he's done?
Won a Masters.
Yeah, that was months ago.
That was the last
thing
he did.
That was over a year ago.
Have you guys ever won a Masters?
That's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. Let's talk some soccer, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer. With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
Ah, yes.
It's time to talk a little football, y'all. I gotta say, it is truly, this game always surprises me. In the Premier League, we have a couple of teams that are right in the top of the table. Liverpool, Man City.
they're going to be battling out pretty much for the entire year. However, Liverpool just got themselves a massive advantage when Man City lost this past weekend. Lost 2-1 to Watford at home. Ow! 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 To Watford? Are you kidding me? That just doesn't happen. You can't do that. You're not supposed to do that. But yet, here you are. I'm sorry, not 2-1. They lost 2-0. They didn't even score a goal against... I'm sorry, not even Watford. To the Wolves. Wolverhampton Wolves, even worse. It gets worse, y'all. How? You lost at home to the Wolverhampton Wolves. Clearly an oversight on your behalf right now. And now you have given Liverpool an 8-point advantage over you in the Premier League ship. So, I don't... It's always way too early to call this season. But Liverpool, you've got your chance to get the Premier League title back in your hands. The one you so desperately want. The Champions League was a nice trophy to have. But the Premiership is the one you want desperately the most. It's the one you've been craving. And this is your chance. It's on your way. You can taste it. You've got a hand on it right now. Just don't flounder it, y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah! Keep doing what y'all are doing, and y'all be fine. Maybe have a Champions League double in your mix, too. You never know. Repeat as champions. It can be done. Also, I got to say, for everyone who's a Manchester United fan, I'm sorry. I really am. Actually, I'm not. I'm really not sorry whatsoever. Suck it. You all deserve to be in this position right now. All right? It's Man United. Y'all had your chance to shine. Now is your time to be in the gutter. Embrace it. Roll around in it. Don't say anything more. That's what you get, Man United. How are you like that too? You should be much better. It makes no sense. And I gotta say, Barcelona, you're finally coming on strong right now in La Liga. You scared me for a minute. You really did. Messi, what was up? A little hurt right now. He's finally looking like himself. And Suarez! Lucito Suarez! What a bicycle kick to have on that game.
That game was, that was insane.
Wow, yeah. What a goal. Oh, gotta give a shout out to you. And that's the foot and mouth, y'all. Keeping it short and sweet. It's coming on strong. Champions League is still full in effect right now. Nothing going on this week, but we're coming back in the next couple of weeks. The Champions League will be happening. Always a good time. That's foot and mouth. Keep enjoying, y'all.
All right. Thank you, sir. We just made it 56 minutes into the show and did not talk any playoff baseball.
The most important form of baseball out there.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Is there any other kind of baseball? Or
I'm not aware of yet. I'm still looking.
Well, there's a regular season when the Giants are playing well for me. If they aren't, I check out. I am the fairest of weather fans, and I am fine admitting it.
Give a shout to Tampa Bay. They've staved off being swept. Took out Houston today, 10-3.
Big
it's
one.
It's got to be a little bittersweet for you, right? Because Greinke, you guys wanted him really
Greinke
bad.
Yeah, lit up, though, which is kind of nice. Like, I'm glad he got lit up. At least someone in their pen's not dealing. Gosh, Verlander and Cole, that's a nasty combo.
You guys aren't doing well right now.
No, we are down 6-1 right now in the top of the seventh. The Dodgers are.
Bases loaded, though, but I mean, it's not looking pretty.
St. Louis saved off elimination as well, winning 5-4 in extra innings.
Yup. Yachty
that has been big. That has been a great series.
That's been an amazing series.
Every game has been tight. I love it.
Yeah, I've got the Braves actually making the World Series when I did my predictions. Just I don't know.
You also had Milwaukee beating the Dodgers, so, you know.
Well, that was silence. That was out of hate for the Dodgers, so.
You picked the. Well, I guess the Milwaukee wasn't that far off of a pick.
No,
but
yeah.
I get why you can't pick the Dodgers to win.
No, you really can't.
I can respect
that. Maybe next week we'll start with playoff baseball.
I mean, we should. I mean, especially if the Dodgers aren't in, I'm sure you guys would be totally fine doing that.
I'll spend the whole show doing that. We'll talk nothing but the Dodgers choking if that's the case.
We gotta
have them make it to the World Series, then choke. I root for the Dodgers.
I would rather
to
them, honestly. I don't want to. If we're not gonna make the World, we're not gonna win it. I don't want to make it. I really don't. Not this year. I can't. I can't handle it.
So we hope for the Dodgers to make the World Series and lose to the Astros again.
I might jump off a building. I'm just gonna let you know.
Yikes!
Into a foam pit, but you know.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right, just a couple more minutes left of the show. Once again, this is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. The second half of the show has been pretty Derek heavy, so we'll stay there. Do you have some Grinds My Gears, sir?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
We only have a minute and a half, so.
Got a couple.
I think I got one.
Okay. Right. Here you are, sir.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When.
Oh, jeez.
my gym unaware of the fact that there are live sporting events going on their TVs and they don't change the channels.
Mm-hmm.
It's really annoying. Like, a live sporting event is one of the easiest things to watch when you're working out. You don't need very much context. You can see live action going on. You don't need to read subtitles. That's a pain in the ass to do. And yet, when I'm rowing my on the row machine for the 10 plus minutes I want to warm up, I have to sit there and look at some soap opera that's going on the TV right now.
True.
Change the channel, y'all.
Hey, are you with me? Why do they put the Food Network right in front of the ellipticals?
That is a rough one, too. Why? It makes no sense to me.
I do not understand.
I was watching Chopped on there this day.
Yeah,
I was
every time I'm on the elliptical, I'm just like, why is it on the Food Network? This is just making me hungry and wanting to leave the gym.
Oh, yeah. Testing
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It really
trying
is.
Trying to weed out the week.
Let's do one more for me.
One more, and then we're out of here.
John's you know what really grinds my gears?
When I see guys' nipples at the gym with those stupid shirts.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.